In the gospel I read today, we heard that Jesus took his inner circle of disciples, Peter, James, and John, up on a mountaintop. Mark tells us that the disciples witnessed Jesus' face becoming radiant and his clothes became dazzling white, as Elijah and Moses, appearing from nowhere, engaged Jesus in conversation. Then a voice from within a cloud spoke to them, saying, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." However, simply explained, this is God affirming the divinity of Jesus to his disciples. At the same time, it is giving assurance to the human side of Jesus, who went up the mountain to pray for strength and endurance, that he may withstand the events that lay before him as he approached his appointment with the cross. In those days, people would gather on mountaintops because they felt the higher they were, the closer they would be to God. Today, we are able to come to higher ground to pray. Our liturgy with Eucharist is essentially our higher ground. It provides us with a means to satisfy our genuine yearning to reach out and touch God. Some may think that God is beyond the human reach, that we won't be able to reach up to God. However, God is available to anyone and everyone, because God, in Jesus Christ, reaches down to each of us. Yes, people are looking for God here, there, and everywhere. But within our faith, we can be assured that God is not lost. We are the ones who are lost, and it is God who reaches down through Jesus and finds those who are lost. For those who have come to accept that Jesus in God, the mountaintop is an important concept, not because it means we are literally up there on his mountain, but because knowing the God who came down to us in Jesus is a mountaintop experience. The Christian mountaintop experience is one side of the coin. The Christian experience of Golgotha is the other. Those who ascend the mountain, those who are in sync with God, know that the harsh realities of the valley await them below. As people in Christ, we are people of the mountaintop who are called to live and work in the valley below. The valley is the world, the place where there is evil, poverty, pain, sorrow, and want. The valley is where God wants us to be. It is here where we are able to minister to those who are suffering. As a result of our encounter with God through Christ on the mountaintop, we gain the strength and courage to work in the valley below. The reason we come to liturgy is not to escape the world. The reason we come here is to rejoice and regain our strength for the work that we are called to do in the valley that is beyond the church doors. Our ministry here in the valley of life where people are hurting, evil remains rampant in our world. Forces still threaten human life. Families are more fragile than ever. Even disease seems more prevalent. Poverty, hunger, violence, elitism, and the never-ending threat of world war all remain a real threat to humanity's survival. And through it all, God has chosen each of us, the same as Jesus chose Peter, James, and John, to be the voices of hope and instruments of change down in the valley. Just as Jesus descended from the mountain back into his needed work in the world, so must we. But before we leave this mountaintop, we must partake of God's presence in the word and sacrament. Yes, God is present here among us, in his word, in the sacramental bread of life and the cup of salvation, and in us, who are God's people. God is present with us as our courage, our source of power and might. God will empower us to go out into the world and point others to God's most brilliant and dazzling light. The glory, the light, the radiance of the transfiguration is always with us when we allow the Spirit of Jesus to enter our lives and transform us into his disciples. When we let our lives reflect the radiant face of one who knows Christ, of one who has praised Christ, of one who has worshiped, served, and listened, and followed Christ, then we also can be transformed in a Christ-like manner.